You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
It's like, is there something wrong with being competitive? There's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with cheating. There's something wrong with being a tyrant. There's something wrong with winning unfairly. All of those things are bad, but you don't want people to win? What's the difference between trying to win and striving? You want to eradicate striving?
Other than death, all failure is psychological. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. It's not an easy path. It's not for the ill-hearted or the weak-natured. It's for the strong people. And before you embark on this journey, mentally, you have to prepare yourself for it. Get worse before it gets better. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been. Sacrificing today for tomorrow's betterment.
Unless you're dead, you are not defeated. And you have not failed. What you've done is you've learned. You've gained experience, and you're still alive, and you have memories to make. So get up and go get after it. As long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed.
Maybe it's time to stop. No, it's time to move even further.
We're constantly looking at life. What is it? What is it? Where are we? You know, look how interesting. Look at different cultures, different beliefs. You know, how do they come to that? How do I feel about that? How do, you know, what do I think? It is a daily adventure. You have your voice. It's there. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Create. You know, don't let anyone stop you.
You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happened to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. I couldn't understand it then. But after I got through it, then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.